Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What up, fuckers? You're about to hear an excerpt from this week's episode of Guys We Fucked. That is us reading your crazy ass emails. And if you want more Guys We Fucked, subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts. All you got to do is go to apple.co/GWF. That is apple.co/GWF. We're really fucking excited to be on Apple because that means more of you fuckers around the world can now listen in every freaking week to all new episodes. Next email, subject is, got dumped after 26 days after moving to a country for my ex and leaving my whole life behind. Hi, Corinne and Christina. Thanks for being an inspiration and for helping me accept myself. Your breakup episode got aired during my healing process from my first breakup from my ex-fiance, but I certainly haven't learned much from my mistakes.
I know. I just heard first breakup from my ex-fiance, and yeah. That sounded bad.
Yeah. Seems like we need to be a little more inspiring to you. I became, however, a very loyal fucker ever since. Yay. I'm 30 years old. Please keep me anonymous, sure. From Italy, daughter to an immigrant Muslim family who made its way to a decent social status with hard work and ambition. I worked my ass off to graduate from the best universities in Europe, and I'm kicking ass in the tech industry. Hell yeah. However, I grew up with the idea that a woman ultimately needs a man and a family to be complete. So as much as I work for a successful career and I have several achievements under my belt, 6+ figure salary and awards. Oh, you girl loves an award. I always dreamed of Prince Charming to show up and the living happily ever after. Well, the fairy tale this time made me regret the day I was born on this planet. As I mentioned, I was engaged to a guy from my university years. Leaving him was the hardest thing I ever did. I simply didn't love him anymore, and it took me years, drunken nights and blackouts, to build the courage to leave him. It's crazy how we stay in stuff that we don't want to be in. It took me 3 years to get over him, though. I am not religious at all, but I find it really hard to shake off my cultural background. The pity looks, the constant questions as to why in my late 20s, I was still single. Late 20s, come on. And the what is wrong with her really hurt more than I'd like to admit. 1 year and a half ago, I started dating my now second ex. Very smart, intelligent, sexy coworker with whom I developed a flirty attitude I didn't even know I had. I was in the middle of a transfer from one city to another, so I said to myself, fuck it, have fun for once in your life. We immediately started traveling to see each other and him looking for a job in my new city. This search led him to find a job in his home country instead. Well, that was a shitty search, wasn't it? Fucking COVID hit and the idea of continuing a long distance relationship became really hard. So we started discussing next steps and what to do. I managed to land a dream job in his country. I speak 5 languages. Damn, girl. So I have an advantage when it comes to mobility. And I moved in with him. After 26 days, last Saturday precisely, out of the blue, he dumped me. He said he had an epiphany and realized his feelings changed.
I have an epiphany.
This happened the day after we bought 1,000 euros of furniture, a month after I left everything for him, and after a 6-month process to get the job.
That sounds like you made some mistakes.
Yeah, mistakes were made. Now I'm in a journey of self-pity and embarrassment. You can wallow in it for a day and then get over it. Trying to get the pieces of my life again and understand what to do next. As much as I hate his gut, I analyzed every single clue to see how the fuck I missed this, how I didn't see it coming, how I let him hurt me so bad, so hard, how I could be such a dumb bitch. So here's my epiphany. 2 years younger than me, he's 2 years younger than me, although I don't usually think much of age differences. He showed his immaturity in the way he handled the whole situation. Yeah, clearly. If only he told me 1.5 months earlier, he wouldn't have made me go through the hell of moving, changing jobs, and moving to his home country.
Okay, so let me stop you right there. He didn't make you do that. You did that.
Yeah, you did it. I mean, look, if you think the relationship's going well and you don't care where you live, Meh, maybe, but that's still a big ass risk. He is superficial and without any regard for me as a person, let alone a girlfriend. Next bullet point, daddy issues. He has a very Catholic father that left his mom after he was born. One time this summer, he let me wait at the corner of the street not to introduce me. Okay. He forgot our anniversary, convincing me that it wasn't important.
This is not an epiphany. This is just a list of grievances of things that you should have fucking noticed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
We've all been a dumb bitch, but I mean, this is not...
The signs were there, girl.
Yeah.
We weren't that basic and were too intellectual to celebrate this silly day. Oh, God. For my birthday, he gifted me a trip in the middle of a pandemic that, of course, never happened.
That is a great idea. That is so smart. That guy's a businessman.
He got you a trip and he knows it's going to be canceled.
That guy's a businessman.
See, women, we just need to be just filthier human beings. He was constantly questioning how I managed to land a salary double his, but reassuring me that he was very, very, very proud of me.
Now there's probably the real reason that you got dumped.
And the list could go on and on, but that made me realize how I was the source of my suffering.
Good. Yes! There you go.
I love you, girl. Look at that. How I made this to myself, not him. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys.
How society and cultures are still affecting me that I was ready to give up everything for a man who didn't love me, and he wasn't very good at hiding it either. So for all the women out there, please love yourself, live by yourself, and for yourself only. Love your dumb bitch.
Well, that's great.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful email, man. I mean, we're doing this podcast in our sleep at this point.
Right. I mean, also, if it's your dream job and you like the country that you're living in, I don't know what the home country...
Hopefully it's not big and you can live somewhere that's not
here. I guess it's Italy, because she said she's in Italy, right?
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, that doesn't sound bad. I mean, it's like maybe you're there for a reason.
Yeah, to meet a hot Italian man.
No, to do well in business.
To do well in business. To do well in
Jesus.
Business.
I'm going to text her in a year, Corinne. Jesus. You could, but you're just not. It's not like
everyone sucks. No one's good enough for my vagina.
It's not like people are like, no, Christine, I'm not going to fuck you.
One said that. No, never mind. That wasn't
dear.
Him.
Oh, dear, dear. Well, it was probably for your own good.
Well, it was a person I'm friends with that it would have made sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So this is called Autistic Love Triangle Debacle.
Nice.
Dear Corinne, Christina, first off, girls, I want to thank you for being a catalyst and helping me get out of my 8-year-long extremely abusive relationship.
Hell yeah.
No problem. On the house. My ex hated your podcast.
Of course he did.
Which made it even easier to stop listening to his BS because it was obvious he had poor judgment. No, I mean, the reason he hated the podcast was because we were giving you good advice and he knew that if you'd keep listening, you would leave him.
Oh, my girlfriend's being not as dumb as after listening to this. I don't like it.
Exactly.
You know what? You know what a real man is? Is a man who introduces his girlfriend to a podcast. I always love that. But like,
me too.
The guy, when we at our shows, when couples come up to us, straight couples, and the boyfriend's like, I fucking love your shit. I'm like, that's a good dude.
That's a good dude,
because he will face himself proudly and, you know,
he says, I love,
happily.
My kink is listening to girls saying many shit. They love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now on to my current problem. I am a 27-year-old woman with autism spectrum disorder, and I'm in a love triangle. Some background, guy number one, I met 6 years ago while still in with my horrible ex. We had a connection the instant we saw each other, but as we were both with other people, never acted on it. Last year, there was a short window where we were both single and made out out a couple times. Despite both wanting to, poor communication and insecurity on both of our parts led us to never properly getting together. So I compartmentalized my feelings for him, which is easier for me to do having ASD, and decided to move on thinking he wasn't interested. I started dating someone else summer 2019, Q, guy number two. He is sweet and caring, and after my abusive ex made me feel so safe and happy. This whole time, I have maintained a friendship with guy number one. About 6 months ago, he told me about how he is madly in love with me, has always has been, and just wants the chance for us to be together now. I said I did love him too, but I didn't think it would be right for me to leave a very stable, healthy relationship solely for another person, as doing so seems to never work out well from anything I've heard people say. He said that he needs to cut me off completely in order to move on, as he can't ignore his feelings to maintain a friendship anymore. He blocked me on social media and we have zero contact since. This whole time I have felt conflicted. Given my ASD, I have a very hard time deciphering my own emotions, but I do feel like I am in love with both of them, but in very different ways. Guy number one, I have been close to for so long. I can talk to him about my emotions in a way that I haven't experienced with anyone else I've known. We have the same mentality about the lifestyle we want to live. Aww. And there's a lot of sexual chemistry.
Sounds nice.
However, his red flags, as long as I've known him, he flirts with almost any girl he meets.
That could be fun.
It depends. Yeah. As long as he doesn't have conversations where he's been in love with like a lot of people besides you.
Yeah.
And he can't handle conflict and shuts people out. Guy number two is sweet, lighthearted, loyal, and makes me feel so secure. However, I do have goals which require a rather extreme lifestyle commitment, and he is more laid back, which I worry could hold me back. I feel like Ross in Friends when he makes a pros and cons list about Rachel and his girlfriend Julie. Julie has all the pros, and Ross says, but she isn't Rachel.
Yeah.
That's also a sitcom, so just please keep that in mind. Given my ASD, I have a very hard time basing decisions off of emotions, and I'm constantly looking over this like a math problem.
Honestly, you should.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. I think that's a gift. I just don't know what to do. My emotions pull me to guy number one, but I'm so worried that I could be chasing excitement or trauma bonding and leaving the healthiest, happiest relationship of my life. I mean, that's quite a way to describe a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, healthiest, happiest relationship of my life. Like, wow.
You were with one asshole for 8 years.
Right.
You got it.
So
curious,
your bar might be low.
Yeah. And I'm also curious if you've had any time alone.
Yeah.
Have you had any time alone to think? Because maybe you need that.
We hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our email episode of Guys We Fucked. If you want to hear the rest of our conversation, head on over to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts. That's apple.co/GWF. apple.co/GWF.
Ooh.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.